This is Halfway Up by Nuki Semper. It's the last tube home, or almost. They've drunk enough beer that they haven't kept track, not quite. Their stop is far enough out, a backwater on a bit of the central that feels almost bucolic, that no one else gets off except a little old lady in a mauve peacoat who walks slowly off towards the lift. "Let's take the stairs," he says, and she's drunk enough this seems like a brilliant idea. Halfway up she stops, one hand resting light on the rail. Her back foot hangs off the step, toe pointing to and fro, playing. She sways a little. "Hey." He stops, lurches around, foot almost missing a step as he pivots. There was quite a lot of beer. "Hey." She backs against the wall, gets her hands up a little behind her, wraps her fingers round the rail, red paint chipping away under her palms. She says, "I want you to taste me, baby, just for a minute." He stares at her a second, long, slow grin smouldering across his face, and then he gets down on the steps, one knee a stair above the other, and runs his hands up her thighs, smells her, pushes his face up so her pubes brush his forehead, and then he presses his tongue up between her labia and sucks, soft, the way she likes, not right on the clit but around it, wet and steady, like he's milking her, like he's pulling the pleasure out of her with a gentle restlessness. She moans, hitches her breath, sucks it in through her teeth. She puts some of her weight on her hands, on the rail, so that her toes are barely touching the floor. She's hanging just on her arms and the weight of her thighs on his shoulders. And she's flushed and sweating enough now that she sticks a little against his skin, has to pull her thighs up to wriggle her crotch up closer against his mouth. She can position herself just so, with her weight on her hands like this, can shift a bit so his tongue slips to the side of her clit that makes her eyes roll back in her head. "Now," she breathes after a minute, gets down a bit, weight back into her slip-ons, hitches her dress up further around her waist. He gives one look around the stairwell, nervous habit, tick of his sober self. And then he unbuttons his jeans and lets them fall to his ankles, sits on the stairs. "Come here," he says, holds out his arms in a way that makes her ache, and she puts one arm round his shoulders and seats herself down firm on his cock, hooks it with one thumb and presses it into her cunt, and he makes a noise that's not quite a grunt, and his thighs flex underneath hers. "Fuck," she says, rides him slow, lets his girth slip slow and slick in and out of her. "You feel good, baby." "You do," he says, into her hair, gets a fist up and twists his fingers up in her tangles, and she leans back a little so her weight presses against him, pushes her pubic bone up against his. She rocks, not really enough that he's moving in and out of her, just sort of jostling his cock up inside her, pressed all round by the warm, trembling wetness of her cunt. It's driving him crazy, more even than just fucking would do, the way she's pulsing, barely, around him, the press of her throbbing against the beat of blood in his cock. She pauses, holds still, and they hang in the moment, approaching hangover, sleepy, sweaty, tangled in each other's bodies. He wonders, fleeting how many other bodies have grabbed at each other within these walls. Home, he says at last, when their foreheads have been against each other for long enough he's not sure she's awake. He's softening a little, enough to walk, not enough that he won't want to beat off before he sleeps. Hey, sugar. Hey, she says, kisses him, half asleep. And she stands up, pulls up her pants, laces her fingers through his. Let's go home. If you liked that, you can find more of Nookie's amazing work at nookieeverafter.wordpress.com or come hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.